taking care of business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim.
And man, we are ready to talk biz on the radio. We're all fired up and ready to launch. Today we're going to be talking about getting your business off the ground and keeping it off the ground.
That's a great theme for today.
It is. And it's and folks, you'll find out why. So you got to hang
in. Got to hang in there. Listen with us. But our Biz Talk program is brought to you each week. We are here to benefit the local SCORE chapter.
Right.
Our SCORE chapter is located in Appleton at the Fox Cities Chamber Building. It serves eight counties from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 60 counselors or mentors who are available to help a business owner solve problems, explore growth, work with a business to even get us started. And if you're interested in getting some free advice from folks who have been there, done that. All the SCORE counselors are trained. They're screened. We want reputable, good quality folks out there helping business owners. You can go to our website at scorefoxcities.com, scorefoxcities.com. Explore the website. And if you are interested in securing or scheduling a counseling session, fill out the application on the website, hit the send button, and someone will be contacting you within probably a week to set up an appointment. Now, we really want to encourage you to do that because SCORE is a national organization, and we're part of that national organization that has a broad network to help business owners get going and keep jobs in place.
That's it.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Jim, the folks who bring the show to you each weekend. They are Associated Bank, Alberts & Hailing CPA firm, Sawaski Law.
Get it right.
Yep, Sawaski Law. And we really appreciate Ann Ertel Sawaski, our new legal sponsor. She's on board now. And
she'll be on the air here
May 21st.
Yep.
May 21st, she's going to be a guest. Sure. So if you have any legal questions, be sure to listen in on May 21st. You have an opportunity to call in with some questions.
Right.
We also want to thank Lakeview Credit Union for being a sponsor of our program. And a special thank you to the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly newspaper. And if you've not subscribed to the Business News, I say this every week, and I understand their subscription's going right out of sight.
Yeah, it's doing very well.
We're talking about this every week.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. But it's $20 a year for a great newspaper that comes out every 2 weeks with a lot of relevant news in it for your business.
They started just slightly before we kicked off BizTalk, so we're pretty much
about 8 or 9 years
been around
ago.
The same length of time.
And
they've been with us ever since.
Jerry Mader does a nice job.
Does, yeah, very much so. And I just want to quickly mention, because when people call in the show on Saturday mornings, we always invite them to give us a call and maybe come on the air with us if they have a comment or a question. I did promise callers that we would send them out a book. We had Mao Nguyen, one of our SCORE counselors, on here some weeks ago. And I just want to let people know those books did go out. And they went out media mail. That's a little slower, but they did go out. And so if you haven't gotten your book yet, you will be getting it very shortly.
It's a great book. His book is called Winning Ways for Life.
Excellent book, yeah.
And it's a unique portrayal of his life and how he dealt with the financial difficulties, and he's sharing that with folks who want to read this book. And quite honestly,
he tells it all.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And when I read the book, there are some definitions in here that are just straightforward definitions. What's a trust? What's a living trust?
Sure. Yeah.
They're all just straightforward definitions, easy to understand, but easy to apply.
Yeah. And he tells it from his vantage point of the struggles he's gone through and how he kind of got back on track. Okay, we are talking biz right here. Why don't we, Robbie's at the board this morning and keeping us in the air.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back. Why don't we take a quick break? And we're going to talk business as soon as we come back here on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
LLC or S-Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are talking biz right here in Biz Talk, and we are so glad to be with you this morning and glad to have you on board. If you've been listening to the show, we do talk business here on the radio every Saturday morning. We talk about startup. We talk about expanding the business, growing the business, marketing the business, accounting for your business, cash flow, you name it. We discuss it, and we always have good entrepreneurs on the air, which we have this morning. We're going to be getting to our show in just a couple of minutes, but before we do, why don't we, Tony, you got an announcement from one of our sponsors.
I just have a little update here, Jim. Probably a couple of months ago, Kurt Haling of Albertson Haling CPAs was on the show. And as a CPA, he was sharing how the IRS is becoming more aggressive in doing audits.
Right.
They're using technology to look at tax returns, and with their technology, they can identify an opportunity to do an audit.
More aggressive. They strong-arm me. How much more aggressive are they going to get?
Yeah. They pick on the big fellas, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he gave me an update just this past week on what are the chances of being audited. And I just thought this would be a good little trivia for the audience to hear. Of the 143 million individual tax returns that were filed, they require filing. 1,600,000 were audited.
Wow.
So out of 143 million, 1.6 million were audited, or 1.1% of the total. Mm-hmm. Of the total number of individual tax returns audited in 2010, 474,000, or 30%, were for returns with an earned income tax credit claim, a decrease from the 35.6% of all audited returns for fiscal year 2009. Only 22% of the individual audits were conducted by revenue agents, tax compliance officers, tax examiners, and so on. Following our selected audit rates for individuals not claiming the earned income tax credit. So if you're not claiming the earned income tax credit, here's your chance of getting audited. For business returns other than farm returns, for business returns showing gross receipts of $100,000 to $200,000, 4.7% of the returns were audited in 2010.
Right.
For business returns showing total gross receipts of $200,000 or more, 3.3% were audited. Of the returns showing farm income, 0.4% were audited.
And I hope people are listening, because I'm going to test them on that, on all those figures that
you
just rattled off.
It's something to pay attention to. These statistics support what Kurt's point was.
Yeah.
If you're going to have an expense, document the expense.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a donation, document the donation. Keep your documentation current, and don't get to the point where you get to the end of the year, you're filling out your tax returns, and then you have to go back and reconstruct and find all the receipts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Stay current with it, because the odds of getting audited are... not significant, but you can get audited.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd throw that out there for the audience.
Good deal. Okay, and I'm going to give off the phone numbers just in case we want to get a caller or two this morning. And as we've been doing, we'll be giving away a book, a copy of Ma Wynn's book, Winning Ways for Life.
Yep.
If you give us a call, if you're in Appleton, you can reach us at 281-1150. If you're in Green Bay, you can reach us at 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, maybe you can use our TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That's 866-887-1150. And we promise to get you right on the air and take your question. We'll let you come on.
We'll get you on the air as we're talking about getting our business in the air.
Yeah, but our guest today is going to tell us how to stay in the air once we're up there and how to come down safely, right?
And it isn't hot air. This isn't hot air. This is going to be good show this
morning. Oh, yeah, these guys are talking about getting high again.
Who's our guest?
Our guest is Steve Davis, and Steve has started his own business. Actually, Steve's been in business since 1984, and he thought, hey, I'm not a real businessman. But when you're in business since 1984 and you're still in business, I'd say he's doing something right, wouldn't
27
you?
27 years is a good number.
Exactly. So, our guest this morning, as I said, is Steve Davis. The company is called Aviation Services, and Steve joins us this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
We are so glad you joined us. We like to have interesting entrepreneurs, people that have started up and have a story to tell, and you got one. And one of the things, you started this back in 1984 after what? Being fired from another job.
Yes.
What does your company do, Steve?
It's a flight school.
So folks can go get flight training and get a pilot's license?
Yes, we train from the sport pilot right through the airline transport, flight instructor, mechanic, and ground instructor.
And Jim mentioned that you started in 84, but you got fired from somebody, and then you said, I'm going to go do my own thing. And then, but there's an interesting story that developed after that, within a year. Want to share that?
At which point would you like me to begin?
Well, before the show, you were saying, well, you had your conversation with your boss, and it was about pay, and you went your separate ways.
Yeah, we had an issue about a paycheck on a Friday night, and I wouldn't bend.
There was a zero missing on that check.
There was.
You wouldn't bend, huh?
No, and neither would they, and then we parted our ways. And then within a couple of weeks, some of my former students had said that they would like to trade with me anyway. Well, at that point, I had no location, no money, and no equipment. So I was very limited at what I could do other than just very limited ground training with them.
And if I'd like to interject here just for a second, in 1984, interest rates were pretty high. I mean, that's when, in 1982 or 81, prime was 21.5%. Today it's 3.5%, 3.25%. So this is a great environment to start a business, right?
Yes.
How did you do it?
Well, I had to have some means of training these folks. So I asked five of my students if they would prepay for half of their training, which is to be done in simulator, credited toward their commercial. And they agreed to that. So they basically gave me half the money I needed to buy a $5,000 simulator. And then about that time, that's only part of their training, the simulator training. About that time, I had to find an aircraft. And I had gone up to the Brennan Airport, operated by Bill Brennan at that time, and he asked me to take over the flight school. So then things started happening pretty fast. The business, we just fell on good times, and there's a lot of luck involved here for me. And we got inundated with business, and then by November of that year, I was already starting to pay Bill on an airplane that I'd purchased. At the turn of the year, I had approached my former employer and said I wanted to go back on the Whitman Airport and preferred doing business with them, and they offered me a fantastic deal on three aircraft and a facility there. So I took them up on that. So at the turn of the year, I had two flight schools that one was doing very well and the other would be about to. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after I had the flight school going, I'm working for the same employer again, doing the same job I was flying cargo aircraft. So the only difference was I owned the flight school portion of it, but the rest of the job hadn't changed.
You came full circle on that one.
So you basically lost your position with the first company, went out and did your own thing with your five students, and they helped fund the equipment you needed to train.
Creative way to get financed.
And then within a year, you had your own flight school, and you're back working with your employer. Now, there's one lesson in there, I think, is if we get fired from a job, we probably don't want to look at burning too many bridges behind us.
No. Well, and the other part of that, too, I'm sure the bridges were pretty burnt at that point on that day. But I did contact them later on to see if maybe we could repair those bridges, which we obviously
did. There you go. Hey, we got a caller on the line. We got Sharon on the phone. Sharon, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm one of the score mentors.
Good morning. Hey, Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
Went to Fond du Lac this past week to counsel a retailer in an existing business.
Yep.
Which was most interesting. So gave her some good advice. We'll see now if she follows it.
Gotcha. You got a question for us this morning?
No, I just wanted to say we do help existing businesses as well.
Yeah, and one of the things we didn't mention when we kicked off this morning is Fond du Lac and the Oshkosh area are part of this Fox City Score chapter here. So you're helping folks down that way, Sharon. Hey, listen.
I'm helping one, yeah. trying to.
We got a great guest this morning. Hey, listen up, and you're going to enjoy the show because we're talking businesses that survive 27 years in business. So he's
Steve, this is Sharon, and Sharon is going to sign up on Monday for flight training. Okay, she's
I've already
down.
Done that.
Oh, you did that, Sharon, huh?
Yeah, I did that about 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It was exciting.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Okay, yeah, it's, you know, we do, we've got a couple other counties here besides the...
we have eight counties, all the way down to Fond du Lac. Yeah.
So, and we're talking this morning, Steve Davis, interesting story because we sat in the green room before we went on the air. Steve was sharing some of this information with us, and one of the things I found interesting is, you talked about the deal that the one airport made you with on the aircraft. Did you have to go out get... outside financing to cover those planes?
No. Yeah. By that time, I'd had several students, and one of the students agreed to loan me the money to buy those three aircraft and to be paid back at a rate of about $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
Really? Okay.
And like I say, we fell on some pretty good times.
Yeah.
And so all I had to do is be at the business all day. 7 days a week, and then we were able to pay him back within a year or two for the three airplanes.
You could drive by the bank and go,
You started your own business, and you had to work 7 days a week?
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, that still happens to this day.
You didn't start at noon and go home and...
No, but to you, Steve, it's not work. It's more of a passion, isn't it?
Right.
You really have to enjoy what you're doing if you're going to...
Yeah, you're not going to be too good at running a business if you don't enjoy it.
Right. Yeah,
because you're
right.
going to live it.
Yeah. And you've mentioned earlier on that you even wake up at 3 in the morning and something pops into your mind or you got to go do something at the office or on an aircraft.
Oh, yeah. You never really put the business away.
Now, you said you were sharing that you previously had been a commercial pilot prior to getting into your own business. So, and one of the things I found interesting, I always thought is commercial pilots are usually guys coming out of the Air Force, got great fun. That's not the case, is it?
Not always, yeah. No. They probably get a third of them that way.
Yeah.
The rest are from the private sector.
So what do you think when you hear these stories about air traffic controllers going to sleep?
That was the tower. That was the tower calling. The guy woke up this morning.
Oh, we can land the plane?
We can land now.
We didn't tell the listeners that we're doing this thing at 3,000 feet, did we?
No, 30,000.
But so how? All right. Over these years, have you started this business and it really took off rather quickly, which is not the norm. But you said some of it was luck.
Yes.
Yeah. But the harder you work, the luckier you get. Is that how it works?
Well, I'd like to think so. It hasn't worked that way in the past 2 or 3 years. But we're still working at it.
Yeah.
I think part of it, too, is moving at a pace that's deliberate. When a business owner is running their business, they have to be looking at their business every day, like Steve has mentioned. It's in your blood.
Yeah.
But you have to stop and listen once in a while and look around and just look at what opportunities are out there.
Yep.
Now, when Steve's example is just ideal, I think, when you're starting a business, no equipment, no money, nothing, and you have a following and you have a skill, and some people come forward and say, yeah, we'll prepay our half of our training so you can buy this equipment. Who loses?
No, that is one of the most unique. And I've heard that before, people pre-selling something when it's not even there, which is one of the guerrilla techniques of getting a financing for a business. But you actually went out and did it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I did the same thing with the aircraft, too.
Yeah.
So
because you had an individual step up and say, I'll help you finance those aircraft, Steve. And... gosh, who's losing? And it must have been an aircraft enthusiast.
Yes.
Someone who likes airplanes and saw you were doing good work and was willing to help you out.
Yeah. And I had them hold the airplanes as collateral till they were paid off.
So. And by the way, holding airplanes as collateral is very hard to do. Lenders who do aircraft lending, I think there's a place, it's a special financing that has to be done, and you probably know all about it.
Banks don't like airplanes?
No, they don't.
Just ask Fred Smith that started FedEx. From the story is that his planes couldn't, he couldn't even land his aircraft because they would repossess them if they hit the ground. So, interesting. But, so you started literally on a wing and a prayer. Is that, you like my comedy routine?
Very good. It's very good. As good as your music.
So, what kept you going? I mean, now you got the simulator, you got a few students, and but you got to keep the thing going. You got to, as students, eventually get certified. They're gonna leave the school. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're constantly bringing new clients or new students on board.
Yes, that's true.
Over the years.
What's the demographic of your students, Steve? Are they young kids? Are they old guys like Jim?
Well. Right now, I hadn't thought about this, but right now we've got one that is a young man, is 14 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
And I think the oldest one we have right now is about 60.
Okay.
But a few years ago, we had, at the Brennan Airport, we had a fellow that was 75 and was a former, about that age, a World War II bomber pilot.
Well, there's no restriction on age as far as, and I think being able to do something like that at an older age is therapeutic. You know, mm-hmm. people go out and do things after they
sharpen your skills.
Career.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break here, Jim. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out that phone number again. And we're listening to, we're talking with Steve Davis this morning, so stay tuned.
Okay, we'll be back right after this word.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Telsawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Tell Sawaski from Sawaski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawaski Law at 920-687-1730. And how do you keep your feet on the ground when you know you were born? You were born to fly.
Okay, we are...
Well done, Robbie.
Love the bumper music, Robbie. We are
born to fly. I love it.
We are talking biz right here on the radio, and we're so glad you joined us this morning. Our guest is Steve Davis. Steve has started his own aviation school some years ago, and we're talking a little bit about how he's kept it on, in the air ever since. And
he got it off the ground, and he's still flying.
He did. And he lands it every day, too, safely.
And Steve has got he has an interesting approach to marketing. Jim, you're a marketing guy, and you have marketing plans and marketing, guerrilla marketing, and a lot of strategies and everything. Steve, why don't you share with us how you got the word out? You didn't really embark on a marketing program and brand things and all that sort of thing.
No.
You've been around for 27 years, and you're still here, and you're going strong. How do you do it? What do you do?
Well, I'm not sure, but that isn't just a lot of luck in there, too.
Right.
But for marketing, what our primary thing now is the Internet. Mm-hmm. And but most of our people come in through word of mouth. And then we have a lot of signage up at both airports, because we have two locations, Oshkosh Whitman Regional and the Brennanina Airport.
Okay.
And there's signage up in many places, and that is our biggest part of our marketing campaign right now. But
what is your website? You said you had a website. What's the website address?
Yeah, it's Aviation Services Company, all one word, .com.
And the folks can go into aviationservicescompany.com. And they're going to find out all kinds of information about you and your company.
Yes, they'll find out.
Phone number we can leave off with listeners, too, in case they want to call you.
It's 920-426-3131.
Okay, we'll give that off before we close out the show.
That was 426-3131.
3131. I wanted to leave the numbers for folks that want to call. If you give us a call this morning, want to come on the air with us with a comment or a question, and we will make sure that you get a book called Winning Ways for Life. Very excellent book. It's 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. Outside of the area, maybe you're in Fond du Lac, maybe you're in Chilton, wherever, you can call us at 866-887-1150. Actually, they can call us from anywhere in the country because
sure.
We stream during the show.
So. Steve, in your business, you train people to be pilots. And where do the people come from, and who's your competition? Do you have any competition in the area?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of people in this business. There's major competitors at both not at the Brennanina Airport, but there's major competition in the Appleton area and in the Oshkosh area. There's a tech school and at least one other company that do flight training.
Is there training in Green Bay? Is that available up there?
Oh, yes. There's one or two flight schools there.
So it's really more prevalent than I thought it might be.
Okay.
Yeah. In terms of going through the training program, you have to set up a curriculum that has to comply with a few regulations, I imagine.
Yes.
The FAA is pretty strict on things.
Yes, they mandate everything from the aircraft certification to the maneuvers that are required for a solo to what the instructors, how the instructors are trained, and as well as the pilots.
Now, you got to log everything?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of logging in this business.
Now, you mentioned you're the only employee in your company.
I have independent contractors that help me out.
Okay. Are those be like other pilots?
Instructor pilots.
So if Jim were an instructor pilot and I wanted to learn you were busy on Saturday, I would have to go up with Jim and he could train me and under your umbrella of your company, right?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know if I'd want to do that.
No, but. I don't think. I wanted to ask, though, since 9/11, have you seen more restrictions in your industry since then? Because I think the individuals that flew the planes into the Pentagon and whatever in 9/11 came from a flight school. That's where they learned how to operate.
Yes, the terrorists U.S. trained and certificated commercial pilots.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of restrictions that have been placed on it, but as far as general aviation, even airlines, the FAA the Federal Aviation Administration did a great job of getting us back in the air after that. I thought that when that happened, because they had the emergency ground all aircraft, I thought there'd be quite a while before I was back in the air, but two or three days later, I'm back in the air, and I was flying transport category airplanes and the light ones.
Now, you start students out when they come in. You talk about flight simulators, so they're basically not getting up in the air until they go through the simulator period, right?
No, the first lesson is a flight lesson.
Is it? Okay.
And then the next one is a ground lesson, and the simulator is used primarily for advanced pilots.
I got you. Okay.
So. What sort of aircraft are you using, Steve? And you were telling us about the three levels of pilot licenses that you train for?
For the beginners, there's the sport, recreational, and private. Those are the most common. Then after that would be the commercial, and then the airline transport. There's also flight instructor ratings and ground instructor ratings and mechanic ratings. So as far as the aircraft that I use, we have two Beechcraft airplanes. It's a Beechcraft Sport and a Beechcraft Sundowner, and then we also have a PA-23, a Piper Apache, for our multi-engine training.
So it's the Sport, the recreational, and the private licenses. Those are the from the bottom up?
Yes.
Three tiers. And the price range for getting a license would be?
Well, if I'm kind of shooting from the hip here on this.
Sure,
but
just a ballpark.
Because you rent an airplane and an instructor both until you're ready for certification. And the minimum hours for certification for a sport is about 20. For a recreational, it's 30, and a private, 40.
Hours, you're talking hours.
40 hours, yeah.
20 hours, 30 hours, 40 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they break that down into how much has to be with an instructor and how much has to be sole occupant. So in a price range, I think the way I remember it is the private pilot's about $7,500. The recreational pilot is, I'm sorry, the sport pilot is about half of the private, so about $3,500, that range. Mm-hmm. And the recreational, $4,500 to
$5,000.
Okay.
But now, one of the thing that that I want to impress on a lot of listeners, Steve took it was a vocation, but it was also a passion.
Oh,
so
sure.
Basically getting into this business, I mean, this is the thing we talk to our clients about is having a passion for what you're going to do. So you went into this thing with more than just, wasn't just a money motivated type of thing. It was something you love to do.
Yes, yes. But I have to point out that I'm not out there polishing the airplanes on my day off. they're tools, and I mean, I enjoy what I do.
Yeah, and you probably enjoy golf or fishing or some other recreations. Yeah. Get away from the business once in a while.
Get some other things, yes.
You got to get away from your business or you drown in it.
Yeah.
So you got to be fresh. In terms of your costs in your school, you made an interesting comment that many of the costs are paid for by the students. But you have to still keep a balance because there's competition out there where someone else might be able to send that student up for training at a cheaper price. So what are some of the bigger costs you have to be aware of, Steve, in your business?
Fuel is the biggest factor now.
Yeah.
And that's about $5 a gallon for avgas.
Yeah.
And so our one of our singles uses 8 gallons an hour, so there's $40 an hour right there.
Ooh. Yeah.
And we charge $96 an hour for that aircraft. But by the time you add maintenance and insurance on there, and then what other overhead you have, like rent and utilities, it takes a good deal of that away.
It does.
But like we were talking about the fuel, when they raise the price on it, I don't pay that. The pilots pay it.
Right.
So we have to just watch. We watch it. We don't want to lose any money on it because we still have to make what we need. But we don't want to burn the customer either, so we're careful about raising the rate. But we've done so many times in the past couple of years. And we've also lowered it when the price went back down.
Sure. Yeah.
What's also interesting in my experience is that these airplanes, these single-engine planes that you've referred to, like the Piper and those other smaller planes, they fly for lots of years, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Some of them are made in the 50s, 60s, 70s, are still flying.
They're still here today, yeah.
Yeah, one of our Pipers is 1956.
But the engine needs a lot of maintenance. There's a pretty strict program, isn't there, for keeping engines tuned or certified?
The airplanes get quite a few inspections. It gets at least an annual inspection. Then for what we do, it gets an inspection every 100 hours of time and service.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the FAA that's doing the inspection? Okay.
Well, I'm allowed to do that as a mechanic, but I'm certified by the FAA to do it. Right. And they inspect me to make sure I've done it, and they look it over occasionally.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's spot checks just to make sure things are safe. Let's go up in an airplane for a second. Okay, we're going to go up. We're going to take off in an airplane. We're launching.
I want Steve at the controls. I hope you know that. So.
He is. And one of the things that people have to do to get their pilot's license is experience stalls. Explain a stall.
A stall is just where the wing hits the air at too great an angle and the air can't flow over it. It's like you can kind of loosely picture this as a surfboard hitting the water at too great an angle. It'll stall out or spin out. A stall has nothing to do with the engine because the engine could be running fine. It's just that
it's the speed of the aircraft.
Right. Well, that's part of it. And then the air has to flow over that wing. If it doesn't flow over it, it tumbles over it. And then when it's tumbling over it, it's not producing lift.
So when an airplane is visually level flying to the horizon, that's proper airflow over the wing.
It may be.
Yeah.
Because you can do things with the configuration of the airplane, like extending flaps, which the correct term is increasing the angle of attack of the wing. And it's the angle of attack is the angle that relative wind strikes the airfoil.
Now, what keeps the airplane in the air is there's a cushion of air under the wing, but there's more surface on the top of the wing, creating a bit of a vacuum, which gives lift.
Well, there's been a lot of arguing about this in the last 20, 30 years about what makes an airplane fly. Is it the low pressure on top, which is Bernoulli's theory, or is it Newton's equal and opposite reaction underneath? And NASA, when they inspected it, they did a analysis of this many years ago, and after having a set of wings for a couple of years, they said, "Oh, we don't know." And people tried to pin them down because it's been a good argument and test question on federal tests.
Sure.
And I do know that the airflow over the upper part of the wing is very important, and on commercial airliners, they will modify the upper surface to keep that layer of air intact so that the air flows over the wing. And you've seen the winglets on the wingtips.
Yeah.
And that only helps the aircraft at low speed when the airplane's at a high angle of attack. So I personally believe, and I don't know for sure, I mean, if NASA doesn't know, but I believe that both are important forces. I believe that at low airspeeds, mostly lift is coming from the upper surface.
Yeah.
And then high speed underneath. And you can see this yourself. If you take a piece of paper and you blow across the top of it, mm-hmm. it'll lift up. Without any airflow underneath. And, if you blow underneath it, it'll lift the paper up, too.
Right. Well, it's always interesting because we see these huge 747s and huge aircraft loaded down with passengers and baggage. And just the weight of that aircraft is, what, 20 tons with the fuel in it in a big 747?
Well, the 747 fully loaded is a little under 1 million pounds.
Wow. Okay.
So it's about 500 tons.
Wow. So
but they also have fuel lines the size of sewer pipes.
I know, but get that off the ground and the lift to get that off. It's just incredible.
Now, this is...
And NASA doesn't know what they're doing.
Well, they do.
I know what they
do. Today's planes mostly are so computerized that do the computers really correct the aircraft for the wind velocity and for, conditions of the atmosphere in flying? Or is that something that's still with the pilot? Hey, you better know what the wind
is. Well, the automation does a lot nowadays. Yeah. There's not many calculations that an airline pilot has to do because all that stuff is on your EFIS or your picture tubes in front of you. And there's a lot of safety features on commercial airliners that a lot of bells and whistles and clackers and warnings that'll keep you out of trouble.
Yeah.
Folks, give us a call this morning. Everything you wanted to know about aeronautics, but we're afraid to ask, we are talking about this morning. So if you want to give us a call, 281-1150 Appleton, 866-887-1150 outside of the Appleton. We'll give you a book if you call. Okay, we're going to take another short break. We'll be back here on BizStar. We're flying steady this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back on News Talk 1150 WHBY.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly.
Every kid's dream. Okay, we are coming down the stretcher. Good bumper music, Robbie. Congratulations, man. You tapped right into the right stuff this morning.
Okay. He knows his music.
Our guest this morning, we've been talking with Steve Davis, AviationServicesCompany.com. You can look at Steve's website, and that's all spelled out as one word. And for those listeners this morning that may have wanted to take flying lessons, here's an opportunity. Steve, what's a phone number in case somebody wants to give you a call and get off the ground?
We have two that we're using right now. We have the one I gave earlier, 920-426-3131. Mm-hmm. And then there's also another one that's 920-410-FLY-1.
Okay.
And, you know, what a great hobby. What a great thing to do. Just like you were talking this morning, Tony, you came in with an aspiration maybe to get up in an airplane. So did I. I'm just too chicken.
I wanted to start with ultralights, but I talked to Steve, and he said, I don't even talk about them, so we're not going to talk about ultralights. But it is fun to go up in those small planes. I've been up in them, and one of the pilots I was up with said, go ahead and fly it, Tony. So
I've seen those ultralights.
They're up there flying and steering on the yoke, and it's fun.
They come in over Lake Winnebago as the EAA is going on. All kinds of weird aircraft shows up here and comes over the... Okay, why don't we as we do every week, we get ready to wrap up the show. We ask our guests for a little biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom. We're going to tap on...
or a big one.
On Steve.
Steve's going to give us a big one.
Yeah. Or at least one that stays in the air. With some air under it.
Well, I would say for people starting out to... If you're contemplate going into business, do something you like.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're going to be doing a lot of it.
Right.
7 days a week worth and more than 8 hours in a day. Try to stay small, because if you go too hard, too fast, a lot of people fail that way.
That's really good.
And do what you can do, as long as you can do it, before you start putting on help.
People don't look at growing fast as being a problem, but it is a problem.
Growing a company costs money.
Right.
It just takes more investment in staff and training and simulators, more airplanes and that sort of thing.
But growing it too fast means they may not have the staff available yet to accommodate all the orders coming in. So, okay, good stuff. Next week we're going to have Rob from the Comedy Quarter.
He'll be
our
guest.
And we're going to talk about comedy. We've gone from truck and junk to aircraft, and now we're going to the comedy
stores.
All. Yeah, we're covering the gamut.
A lot of businesses out there, a lot of business experiences out there, and all the people who are in business usually have some really great wisdom to share with our listening audience, getting through certain challenges, getting started, what motivated them. Those are good stories.
Steve even bought airplanes and a simulator without the help of a bank. How about that?
Yep. Exactly, and it can be done.
Okay, once again, Steve, we'll set it out there. It's 426-3131 is the number to call, area code 920. And the website is aviationservicescompany.com.
Yep.
So that's
Steve,
our show.
Thanks for being our guest this morning. It was
my
a good
pleasure.
Show. Thanks for coming in.
Good stuff. Okay, we'll see you next Saturday morning right here on BizTalk. Have a great week.